When I go there and I do, like, I've done some of the groups that we've done, it's like a 6-week group. So there are other women in there that experience things that are very similar. And the ladies that run the group, they're always very, like, compassionate and understanding. And I suppose it's just nice to know that you're not as alone as you always think you are. A lot of women go through the same thing, especially when it comes to having kids and divorces. Like, even if you're not married, right, and you're separated, it's still basically a divorce. But there's so much of it that goes on in Saskatchewan. And you think you're the only one because it's not always physically violent, like the psychological, really. It just warps the way you see the world a lot. So then when you have other people with a shared experience, it almost brings you back to a reality of, and then unlearning the conditioning that you've had to kind of relearn, navigate through life again. So, yeah. I mean, there's many reasons. Like, even for myself personally, even if I could afford a therapist every month, it's not enough, especially when you really are navigating things alone. Like, as a woman, as a single parent and a student, you just can't add on more. I don't know if this is making sense, but so having a place like Family Services to go to, that is just, it's just a bucket of resources. So to have that taken away, I mean, there's already so little half the time when you're on your own. So to have that there to access, it just helps in many different areas of life. Like, I'm getting helped with, you know, school and divorce and parenting and community. So, yeah, I mean, to not have it, I suppose I'd be a bit lost.